We spent time last week on the sheet of the Chachamim. Let's spend a little time on the sheet of Simchas. The Gemara moves away from Simchas very quickly. Within a line, we've moved from Simchas to the Chachamim. But that's a pretty important line, especially since that first line attributed our Stam Mishnah to Simchas. And the Stam Mishnah again had said, Shar Shnachas Hapardim to Uber Betzida. We know that this Shar HaMazik attacked the para. There was a pregnant cow, or there was a cow which had been pregnant until at least shortly before. Last time we saw the cow before the attack, it was pregnant. And now the mother cow is either injured or dead, and the fetus of the pregnant cow, the formerly pregnant cow, is by its side. We're not sure if that miscarriage coincidentally happened before the attack and is not attributable to the Shar HaMazik, or no. Maybe the abortion of the fetus was part of the outcome of the attack. So we know that whatever damage happened to the mother is that's part of the Nezek, and as the owner of the Shar, that was Karen Tam, we'll get to more details by the time we get to the first part, Yechayev Chatzi Nezek on the damage to the par. Question is, you also chayav chatzi nezek on the damage to the uber, or that's not part of the nezek that happened beforehand, not attributable. Question of fact: the suffix in mitzias. Did the para coincidentally, unrelatedly, I should say, the para unrelatedly already lose the fetus before it was attacked, or no? The para lost its fetus as a result of the attack. A question of fact. Nafkamina is, does the Baal Sharf to be Chatzi Nezek and the damage to the fetus or not? So what does the Mishnah say? A Safik Maman, and you'll do a Machshel Negacha Yalada, a Mishnah Negacha Yalada, the Mishalem Chatzi Nezek Lepar. You gotta pay a full Chatzi, the entire Chatzi Nezek, the entire half, I guess. The full amount you might be Chayim, which is 50%, because this is Karen. You have to pay 50% of the damage to the para, and only half of that, the Revi'a Nezek, half of the Chatzi Nezek, quarter of the Nezek to the block. Okay. So the Gemara says, so the Mishnah says, in other words, that you have a Safik Mam Yachok. I don't know whether you have to pay, I'm the Baal Ashar, you're the Baal Para. I don't know, let's say it was $5,000 of damage to the Para, and $500 of damage to the Uber. So I'm going to have to pay $2,500 for half of the damage to the para. And in terms of the Uber, Mishnah says I have to pay $125. We're not sure that I'll owe $250 or zero. I pay $125. Revi'a Nezek. The Gemara says, Revi Yehuda quotes the name of Shmuel, Zu Dibrei Simchas. That, our Mishnah, that follows the opinion of Simchas, Talmud or Meir. Darman went to Basafi Kalkin. He held the Basafi Mamiya device. I don't know whether I owe you the $250 or not. So we call it at 50%. I give you half of the 250. Give you 125. Revinas. Father Chacham would say Zekaldol bedin amutzi mechaver al raya. Chacham would say no amutzi mechaver al raya. Who's, which means how much do I have to pay you? 2,500 is chasi nezek of the nezek to the para. How much do I pay you for the uber according to the Chacham?
Nothing.
Right. Zero. Because we're not sure whether I owe you 250 or zero. I'm the muchzik on the money. You want the money from me. Garbage. Good. Seems pretty straightforward. We spent time on that. The sugi surges into Shmuel had an interesting preface when he introduced Sheetz Chachamim with an added Zeb Kal Gadol Bedin. Zeb just saying Chachamim Omer Motzim Karel Haraya. No, Zeb, this is a major principle that. So we saw the Hemshach HaSugi gets into what Shmuel trying to add by giving the titles. When you just say the idea that Rabbi Doctor, you give titles to the Din of Haraya, what was the point? That that's the Din, and Bar Mishema, and Rova. We dealt with that. There's a teeny tiny thesis, which you saw. It's important, again, as I mentioned this morning when we were getting started, getting ready for the sugya. It's a classic example of how a short Tosfos often requires more
chewing.
Mashmei hafa de'ir ocha kesimchas. it lost your relation will come. Tosis says, it seems from here that we don't pass like Somchus. The Chokus had Tanam. Okay. Shmuel told the Chokus Tanam, so now we have the Tanam. How do we pass him? It seems from here that we don't pass like Somchus. Why? Maybe lost your relation will come as if Shmuel doesn't hold like him. We're shmiting the cold down Gadar, the parent by the Cheskabatim, Yesh, Laharif Bezem. So from our sugya, it seems like we pass like the Chachamim. And there's more to say in the sugya called Al Gvar, the third parent of Al Gvar. Okay. He's looking at Tosis. He says something to Sakal Achal Mais. Okay, whatever. Let's move on. Or you look at Tosis and say, without even knowing anything else, you just read the Tosis carefully. So now when he says, it seems to be the wrong pass like some verse, and he brings a riot. So the very first thing you say to yourself is, well, okay, there is a Machlok Satanam. What would I have thought without knowing anything else? At first, you see the Machlok Satanam. We just read Shmuel. What would your Muslim Rishon have been? At first blush, you would have said, based on what Shmuel tells you, how do you pass him? What would the most basic answer?
Like Sukkos.
Because Stam Mishnah is like Sukkos. Shmuel just told me that Stam Mishnah is like Sukkos. Right?
Oh,
okay, that's one of the basic rules. One of Shmuel's contemporaries, Rabbi Yochanan, tells us that rule, Halacha Stam Mishnah. The truth is, if I were read this, what Shmuel said, all Shmuel said here, by the way, is the two lines. Zudiri Simchus, the Roman Zudus of Tolkien, Al Hachalim Omrim, Zechal Gavadir, Amatul Rehav Arai. Period. Right, that's the end of the quote for Shmuel. Then the later Amoron pick up with what does Shmuel mean when he says Zechal Gavadir. It's the Gemara starts pilpling in the second half of Shmuel. Shmuel himself said slightly less than two lines of Gemara. It's interesting that Tosis assumes you see from Shmuel is all very possible like Chacham. I don't know, I would have thought Shmuel just told me there's a Stam Mishnah follow Somchus. Many of us never heard the name of Somchus until we opened this Gemara. This but the Mice is Stam Mishnah, right? So I would say, oh, that's interesting. And Tosis explains. Tosis does explain, well, no. You're right, you might have read Shmuel and said, oh, Stam Mishnah kiss Somchus, but on the other hand, Shmuel doesn't hold like him. Maybe Shmuel doesn't hold like him. So something about the way he says it, which so tells Baba Basha, they explain a little more. See, oh, this is what Zud the Rei Simchas, but the Chacham say otherwise. That's a little bit of a put down. Something we show him there, pilpul about that some more. If I Zud, oh, that's Simchas. That's Simchas. The Chacham disagree. So is there an implication that we're downgrading this, we're sidelining it? Yeah, that's Simchas. Don't worry. The Chacham disagree. So that is the way Balayatosis read, and there's no trump in Gemara. You don't know like what was the intonation. Should I say, oh, Zud or Simchus? The Chacham disagree. Or is it not? It was more like dismissive. Oh, that's Simchus. That's just Simchus. That's nearly Simchus. Chacham says, it's hard to know. You don't know what the trump is. So that's what the Rishon are pupilling. Tosis here implies, and Tosis explains more about Basra, that they assume as a general rule, Zu below spherically. You have a statement, this is, oh that's, this is like so and so, but others disagree. So the usual way to read that is that it's, we're rejecting. We're saying that's not halacha maaseh. Zu means this is merely somchus. This is the only someone but the dominant view, even though it doesn't appear in the Mishnah. Okay, that's the first thing going on. So that's the local. That's meaning obey. Just how do you read the first two lines of our Gemara? Well, what Shmuel clearly says, Machalek Satanah. I didn't know that even Machalek is until I learned the Gemara. The Mishnah just said Stam. And if I start Tokulin, Machalek is Hadi Baskin, which, as an aside, was a question that was high on the priority list of Rishonim in learning Sugya, was Pesach Halacha L'Maisa. Rishonim did not see Halacha L'Maisa as somehow a lesser form of learning, nor did they see it as sort of divorced from learning the Sugya. That's part and parcel of learning the Sugya, as the Gemara itself says in several places. It says that Asufi Shmaita Lid Hilchasa, coming out with a Maskan Halachi, worked with the Sugya to the point where now you have it in the palm of your hand. And the Mela Nayinahav Paskin, that's, if not the definition of, it's certainly a simen to having worked the Sugya through thoroughly. And that was, you learn Taisus, so you learn Rajba, becomes very clear, with open eyes, it becomes very clear how learning Gemara Be'ir and learning Halacha was one and the same thing. You learned the Sugya well, then you knew, you worked it through, now you know how to pass it. That's one of the questions Tosfos bothered right away. Tosfos Shmuel said, "There's a machlokas. How do we paskin? And what can be specifically medayik from the language of Shmuel?" On the one hand, he could have said Spanish and like some, because yeah, but on the other hand, the way Shmuel presents it sounds like he's downgrading some. Okay, and then I'll take a question in a second. And then the second half of Tosfos is also interesting. He said, "Well." So he said, if you learn the Gemara here, just learning what's in front of you, there's a machlokas, and we could handle about how to pass the most those things. The dominant mashmos of our sugi passing like against some passing the chum. But there's more to say in the sugi called the Amgar. So right away tells you. This is a very short thesis, but apparently it's not so partial. What you expect to find, and you indeed do, is what our sugi sounds like we pass like. Like the Chachamim, like the Tosfos just told us, our sugya is mashmas the Chachamim, but that's if you only look at our sugya. Once you expand to looking above a Basra and elsewhere, we'll see it's not so pasha. It sounds from you would guess, in the second half of Tosfos, that there probably are other sugyas that indicate otherwise. One more, just a tool in your toolbox. It's not even like how to read the Lashon HaTos, not the Lashon HaTos at all. And then we'll take a question from Mr. Merrifield here. But just, if you're looking inside of Tosfos, you should just know. You see in the parentheses, Uvishmaitin, the called Al Gavar, the paragraph has to Zabate, Yesh Laharif Bezer. What does it say in the parentheses? What does it say in parentheses? Baba Basra, Deflam Yerman Aleph, Vishar. What does everyone say, oh, if you look through Tosfos, usually, actually, this oven you have a bunch of them. If you look at the first Tosfos, in the parrot, see that Leel Daf Lavin Hamid Beis. There's also Bavatia Daf Kufnal Visham. And then the next Tosfos, Bavatia Daf Tarechez Manal Visham. Then you have a simple Daf Kufnal Ches Manal, no Visham. The next one, Bavatia Tarechez Manal Beis Visham. What's with the Vishams? You know what Visham means? And there's a Tosfos there. So here, that Masar Sars happens to tell you, dear Maskal Ulmai, they tell you which Tosfos to look at, but that's important just to know that that's not, Tosfos didn't do that. The Mar Makomas and the parentheses are probably from Yeshua Boaz, who was the man who put together the Masar Sars and the Sar. I believe he's the one who also did the Mar Makomas and Tosfos. So that's whoever did those Mar Makomas, that's just a little tidbit to know. When you see a Visham, means there's an important parallel Tosfos in that sugya. So right away, again, just reading a little Tosfos with open eyes, there's a lot going on. So we just actually read the Tosfos carefully. Question.
Why do you have to say that the way we see that the Halachas like Shmuel is from, he says Zed the Resachos, that Shmuel Paskin is like the Chacham because he says Zed the Resachos. Why can't you say that we see Shmuel Paskin is like the Chacham because look at the next argument that he has with Rav.
Ah, okay. Very good. You say his argument is to the fact that he says how much of a riot, plus. So apparently, okay, good. Very good. So you're right. We could have guessed otherwise. And our Tosfos sort of leaves it open. Our Tosfos says, well, Shmuel holds like a Chacham. But you're right. When you look at Tosfos Bava Basra, though, take a look at Tosfos Bava Basra. Lamed Hey Manal. In case you want to pass around, just if you don't have, assume everyone has a Gemara, but if you want to pass these around, scatter around a couple of copies. If you want one, share with the people next to you. Let's try to use them as efficiently as possible. And take a look in Baba Basra, Lamed Hey Manal. We'll take a look at the Gemara properly in a moment. But first, just in response to what Noam said, take a look at a line here. It's the bottom Tosfos on Ham and Alf Umay, starting the end of the third wide line. The Shmuel, even though there are sugya that sound like Pasuk like Simchas, end of the third wide line. Yeah. Daha, right over here. Daha Savar at the end of the line. Daha Savar Shmuel, the line of the word Kirabanan. The Hasavra Shmuel Kirabana. Shmuel Abhasna the Chachamim. So that's his trend. And Shmuel is a particularly important voice in the world of Dini Mamanus. The Shmuel Abhasna the Chacham that's going to hold, that's going to carry a lot of weight. How about the Shmuel Bidini? Shmuel Abhasna the Chacham. Shmuel Abhasna the Chacham. Tosis and Bambasa says, look at our Gemara. He doesn't mean Bray Shapara. He knows Tara Church Naka Shapara. That's us. See, Bavacham Dapin Vaval, Visham. There he's referencing back here. Omar Shmuel, Zude Rezon, but the Chacham is a Kalkal Bidin, but Hule, Mashma Zubalo Svirle. That sounds like it's a zoo. Ah, and then he said, "Well, is it always true? Is it always true? It's a zoo." And then, thank you, Noam. I stand corrected. The next line, Tosus says, "But a second terrace is what Noam said." But the Karian Hassam. See where he picks up again. But Bakam and Vavralav. Inami, Zekal Gal Bedin, Hulukhiya Dabover, Shalom Haver, etc., etc. Mashma Zekal Gal Afil Mok Shalom Havero, even they say Mashma Ravarai, certainly the symbols of Chavim Tedapurim. Okay, not exactly, but a little idea. If you could go deeper into the Sugya, it will also become clear. Okay, so multiple points in the Sugya that indicate from the word, from perhaps multiple statements of Shmuel, or from different readings of the original statement of Shmuel, that we pass like the Chacham. So that's what Tosus is comfortable both Tosus here above and Baba Kama and Tosus Baba Basra, that the implication of Unzer Gemara, our Gemara, Baba Kama and Baba Alup, is we pass in like the Chacham. Okay. There's a lot more to take out of the question, and then I want to take a look at where we can see what else there is. Tosus has to say, let's see what Tosus will get the Gemara. And the implication of our Tosus is the Gemara of Baba Basra is singing a different. Tell you a different story. Let's see that Gemara Baba Basra. Yeah, keep. Yeah, Shemaita is a sugya. Literally, Shemaita in Aramaic is the equivalent of Shemua in Hebrew. It's something that was heard, the discussion. Shemaita in our sugya, the sugya of Kol Da'al Gvar. That's the name of the sugya. We'll see why in a moment. We're going to open the sugya, we'll see why. That's the sugya of Kol Da'al Gvar. This is the sugya of Matzah Chavon Raya. That Gemara Baba Basra is the sugya of Kol Da'al Gvar in Perek Chasdavatim, in the third paragraph of Baba Basra, which is called Chasdavatim. Over there, that sugya, Yesh Lahayach with it. There's a lot more to say. Our Gemara makes it seem very simple. That the Hamatzah Chavon Raya, it's a little more complicated when we get to Baba Basra. And let us follow Tosus's instruction and look in Baba Basra. So the Gemara there starts, now just like we already had in our sugya in Baba Kama, that there are two different ways to resolve a Safek Mam. Should we resolve a Safek Mam by saying Muksuk Win? Should we resolve a Safek Mam by saying what? What's the other possibility in our Gemara in Baba Kama? Yachalot. Oh yeah, sure. Our Gemara did also say maybe Shafal Rav. Correct. So the truth is there are more options. As a matter of fact, if you go through the Gemaras, there are totally six different possible solutions to a Safek Mamon. It seems like a lot. I win, you win. Both, neither. So you see at least six different possible rules come into play in resolving, or more, in resolving a Safek Mamon. We so far saw two, either Muxuk wins or Yachloku. This Gemara we're about to take a look at, Baba Basra, is the major sugya about that. By trying to, this Gemara Baba Basra, together with the Gemara Baba Matzah Dav Kuf, really are mashlim, our sugya sort of starts with the Makoros, Baba Basra, Lamadal, Lamadhei, and Baba Matzah Dav Kuf, Lamadal, sort of are mashlim. There are other tools you could use as well. When do you use them, when do you not? So the Gemara begins, Lamadal, Lamadhei's. The truth is, yeah. Abadalam Bez and Baba Basra. Oh, you don't have it in the packet. So if you look at the copies, you don't have it. I'll tell you outside. The Gemara starts in the case of a boat. Some call this Tosus called the Sugya of Kol Da'al Gvar, but also called the Sugya of Hu Arba. There was that boat. There was a boat in harbor. There was a boat that was docked in the harbor. And there were two people arguing over it. Each one says, it's my boat. So normally you have a Safek Mamon. We just want to say, Motzmech HaRel Raya. The problem is, there's no Muxuk. It's not in my backyard, it's not in your backyard, it's in nobody's backyard, it's in public property. An equivalent might be, there's a car parked on the street, and we're arguing over whose car it is. It's not parked in anyone's private property, it's parked in a public parking lot. It's parked on the street. And to the boats, they didn't have cars, but they had boats. They were parked in public waters. Whose is it? Each one, time is that's his. And neither one has walked off with it yet. So the Gemara there says, we're lingering, we're not going to dive into, if we learn about Kashmir, we're going to dive into the following rule more. The Gemara does not say, I want to Mechvel Raya. It's sort of hard to say that. The Gemara does not say, Achluk. The Gemara says, Kol Dalam Var, which literally means, whoever is Alim, whoever is strongest, give up, wins. Oh, surprising. Sounds like an invitation to Wild West justice. So the Machlokes is not our focus right now, but we've shown him debate. Does that mean mamish, like whoever seizes it first wins? Well, surprising. We've shown him give one or more explanations why that should be true. Or maybe it means whoever brings better rise to basin. Okay. Whoever legally better gets. Okay. Be that as it may, the Gemara says you can have this in a case where we're arguing, each one says it's mine, or each one says it belonged to my family. This boat has been parked here for the last 20 years, covered with moss. And these two people come back, both are descended from family that lived in this town. Each one claims, my father, my grandfather owned this boat. Baita. Okay. Kol Dalamgar.
So what's Maskar?
Kol Dalamgar. In that case, they call Dalamgar.
Even with the... What is that? Even if each one...
Whoever is stronger wins.
Even if each one claims it's his usual?
Yes. The Gemara says, B'ferish, Shabbat, Olam, Delam, Deis.
Whoever case is stronger wins.
The Gemara explicitly formulates Kol Dalamgar in the second case. Near the bottom of Olam, Delam, Deis, if you happen to have a Gemara, you follow along, after you do that. Each one says, this is my family's boat, I have it be Yerusha. Rav Nachman got such a case, perhaps. He says, Kol Dalamgar, you're stronger, you win. Wow! The Gemara then says...
Like physically stronger.
Well, that's further about Chalom Yerusha. You mean like, whoever... whoever gets there first wins. Yeah. No one thinks you can, like... grabs another guy, we'll fight. Let's go and talk about it a little bit. If I can grab it back, is that going to work? This sounds like a very exciting tomorrow. Right. You can work on your own if you want to. You have a long afternoon. But now, here's where the Gemara goes from here. The Gemara presents a psak. Machlok is over the boat, the public waters. The answer is called Alamgar. Right? So the Gemara says, the Gemara now says, the boat. And then have the
use your
imagination. The Gemara says, we have this case of the boat, and the psak there is called Alamgar. And the Gemara starts to present a series of other cases, also these sort of funny cases, where we don't say Kol Dalamgar, we say something else. There's one case where the Gemara says, maybe Yachloku, or maybe the Dain has used his discretion, Shuta D'Daini. Add that to the list of possible solutions, Dain's discretion. And then the Gemara says, near the bottom of the Amunel, well, why is it by the boat you said, we'll see who's more powerful, either who gets it first, or who brings better rayos to Beis Din? What happened to our mission here in the middle of Amayamunel? Umayshna me'adisnan. Why is that different from this mission in Bava Kama? Excuse me. Sorry, not the mission in Bava Kama. Why is it different from the mission in Bava Metzia? Hamachal et parah b'chamar v'yod. Mocha Shabchas of Yelp. We're trading animals. This is the mission of Avotzia. Right? We're trading animals. And it turns out that one of them gave birth. We're not sure if I was Kona, was I Kona your animal before it gave birth? Or after it gave birth? nafkamina. If I was putting out before I gave birth.
But what does that mean? Why would I not know?
I do not know. Oh, so let's say I have. I own a cow, pregnant cow. You own a donkey. My cow, my pregnant cow, is on my farm in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Your donkey is in your farm in Dutchess County, New York. So how are you going to do the... And you have a donkey that I want to buy. I have a cow that you want to buy. So instead of making two separate kinyanim, the Mishnah in Kiddushin tells us that one of the ways to make a kinyan on metaltalin on movable items is through chalipin. That means one way to make kinyan metaltalin is mashicha, made by animals, and you can take the reins. And I can take physical possession of your cow, of your donkey, that'll make it mine. There's another way to take ownership of your animal is if you're kona my animal, I'm automatically kona yours by chalipin. That's our intent. If we're planning to do a barter, so as soon as you're kona my donkey, I take ownership automatically of your part. Which means, here's the rub, we're not near the para. The para is in Pennsylvania. The donkey is in New York. We meet in New York, and I forget which one we said. I used to own the para, you used to own the chamar. Right? So I come to your farm in New York, and I do a kinyan on your donkey. So now, the donkey becomes mine, through a kinyan mashicha or something like that. And then, automatic, the same moment, you just took ownership of my cow through a kinyan chalipin, through barter. Notice that the cow is
nowhere to be seen.
Tens and hundreds of miles away. Exactly. Literally nowhere to be seen. We come to the farm in Pennsylvania a day later. Mazel tov, the cow had a baby. And the shaila is whose mazel tov is, your mazel tov, my mazel tov. Right? We're not sure that the cow could run before or after. Great question.
So what did you say?
Excellent question. So Mr. Benavitz here says, one second. The Mishnah says, Yachloku. Fungibly. Financially, it's all fungible. This is not Mishpat Shalom. So the Mishnah says, Mishnah Bava Metzia, Gemara is quoting, is Yachlok. Now, if you look in Bava Metzia, the Gemara says, yeah, that's who. Inga. Look in Bava Metzia, the Gemara says, that's Sukkos. Just like our Mishnah is Sukkos, that Mishnah is Sukkos. Sukkos, Yachloku. Okay. Suffolk, we're not sure who owns the baby. Right? If I took ownership of your donkey, you took ownership of my cow, so clearly I now own the donkey. Not contested. You now own the mother cow. Also not contested. But who owns the baby? The calf, which was born on my farm in Pennsylvania. So, that's a debate between the two of us. Chachamim would have said, presumably, offhand, we'll get to more details in the sugya. Offhand, the Chachamim would say, whoever originally owned the para retained ownership of the calf. But Sumcha says, whoever owns the calf, Yachloku. Gemara says, hey, why did Rav Nachman over there in that case say, hold on, Gavar? Why did they do it in the Mishnah said, Yachloku? Why do we say Yachloku? By the boat. Suffolk Mammon. It's a Mishnah. Yachloku. Gemara says, wow, that's a really good question. I have a fancy answer for you. Gemara says, a fascinating answer. Sure. The Gemara said in Lama Dalam Beis, the Gemara in a Psak. Then we have a debate over who owns the boat, which is in harbor, or for that matter, who owns the car, which is in a public parking lot or parked on the street. Kol Dalam Gemara. In some way, whoever gets it first, whoever brings better rayas. The Gemara in Lama Dalam says, why do Rav Nachman say that? He should follow the Mishnah in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf. And by the way, the Mishnah called a Kama Daf Nada and said Yachaloku. Something wrong. The Mishnah says, Stop Mishnah, Yachaloku. Say Yachaloku in the boat. We don't know who owns the boat. Yachaloku. Why didn't he say Yachaloku? So the Gemara says, Ah, it's a good kasha. Going on to the Laman Hayim and Beis, the Gemara says, I'll tell you why Yachaloku doesn't apply. Hasa, Lahai is a jar of demona, Ulahu is a jar of demona. You see, the Gemara says, you have to understand, in the Yachaloku case of Bava Metzia, each one has Durara de Mamona, which literally means connection to the Mamona. But Hacha, Idamar, Lodamar, Idamar, Lodamar. But here, it's either heads or tails.
Is that saying
very good. So the Gemara explains something very profound. That Yachloku is driven, Yachloku doesn't always apply to every single suffix model. Even you say Yachloku only when there is this concept called Drara Dimamona. What does Drara Dimamona mean? Rashbam has his approach. And Tosus says something which we have to pick up with the Mitzvah tomorrow. It says it's certain types of Safik Mamon cases where there's a Durora, where each party has Durora Demona, we'll have to see tomorrow how Tosis Laman Hanbeis explains it. That's when you can say Achaloku. But let's end with two things. We have a minute or two left. Let's end with two things. Right? Gemara Nakasha, Gemara Gemara Teres. First, Kasha, why does Nachman say Achaloku like the Mishnah? The Teres is because the Mishnah is a special case, the Mishnah is a Durora Demona case. But if Nachman's case is the book, there's no Durora Demona. Okay. So one thing you want to do when you have such a situation is actually, what would that parrot say? What's it telling me about Yachloku? Dig into what's the one that throws it, what's going on? The other thing you want to do, not only ask yourself, what did the Gemara answer, but also what did the Gemara not answer? As in, what assumptions were made by the Kasha that the Gemara let slide? That the Gemara was okay with allowing to endure. Specifically, there's something very obvious that the Gemara could have said to answer and did not. You're asking Rav Nachman how come he doesn't paskin like the Mishnah. There's a very obvious answer if you've learned our Tosfos, which is the Mishnah says Yachloku, that's Sumchus, and that's therefore also irrelevant halacha l'maisa. We don't paskin like Sumchus. Know that what our Tosfos told us from Bava Kama and Bava Yisi that Shmuel told us we don't paskin like Sumchus. It's very nice to have two Stam Mishnayos. They say Yachloku, but they are reject Halacha L'maisa, because we don't pass like Simchas. That's Shmuel. Rav Nachman is from the same yeshiva. Okay, so what type of the Gemara should have said in Bava Basra, what it said in Bava Kama? Well, how come Rav Nachman doesn't pass Yachloku? The answer is, don't tell us how to draw a Dunona. Tell me, Zudiri Simchas, I'm a Chacham and Omer, I'm not. You want to ask why he doesn't have those people over Raya? It's a good question. You want to ask me why he doesn't say Yachloku? Because we don't pass like some of us. Now, that is what our toast is. Now we finally understand, we have open-ended things we have to deal with, but we finally, at least now, can end Bashir understanding toasts. Again, as I said before, as we got started, short toast is a lot going on. Normally we saw toast says, on the one hand, you could have said, you introduced my clothes, you could have said, Halakistan Mishnah Sumchas? No. Azra. We don't pass on Sumchas, we have to keep reading. Right? Either as I had quoted the first half of Tosis, or as no one quoted the second half of Tosis about Bas, right? Different you can make in our Gemara that Shmuel actually passes against Sumchas. But then he tells the end of it says, well, they get the Sugya called Al-Gvar, who has a lot to say? He has a lot to say because there the Sugya seems to accept. It said, even if you say Yachloku, it's only when the Drar Demon. We'll have to figure out tomorrow what that means. But they didn't say, it's a beautiful Mishmer, irrelevant to Halacha L'maisa. No, that was a real strong Kasha. The premise of the Kasha was that Mishnah Halacha L'maisa, and that premise went unchallenged by the parents. So it sounds like you have a stira between Baba Kama, Ben Bab, and Baba Basra, Laman Hey, whether we pass like Sumchus, or pass like Chachamim. So we end with two things. To figure, work out that, whom do we pass like? And number two, what exactly is George Ramona, and how does it mean? How does it fit in the larger scheme of things, and how will it help us? We'll pick up this in Ritz Hashem tomorrow.